The last ingredient is to locate surges and bows and the line. These areas are often indicative of enhanced outflow or a descending rear end float jet. In the example shown here, we notice this particular QLCS goes from showing little to no bowing at the start of the loop to having localized bowing and enhancement of outflow by the end of the loop. Here's a couple of still images showing what the radar looked like at the start of the loop and what the final radar image looked like. All of this took place within a 20 to 25 minute period. A couple of tips to help anticipate these surges or bowing segments ahead of time. In certain scenarios, you may see a mid-altitude radial convergence, or MARC signature, in the mid-levels of the atmosphere as a precursor to the developing surge or bow in the line. And while you can use Z, or reflectivity, to assess where the surges or bows are developing, it's often easier to pick up on them using SRM, or storm relative motion, or V, velocity, or even spectrum width.